This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with James Thompson. How are you, James?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today, Robert.
And it's actually doctor, correct?
It is, but I can't help you if you're on a plane and you get sick. No, I can help you if your brand's in trouble, but I can't help you.
You're a statistician at heart.
There I am.
Now, what's interesting to all of you listening here is that James was the former head of Amazon Services, and his job was to recruit every year 100,000 new sellers into Amazon. He is going to explain how the Amazon business works, but then later on he's going to talk about the challenges that CEOs and CMOs could face and solutions. You're going to come up with solutions, second half of the show, correct?
That's right.
So let's start off. What is the key to the Amazon model and why it's so successful?
Jeff Bezos has said a couple of very subtle things over the past couple of years around his business. One is, we start with the customer and we work backwards. It sounds like a cliche, but the reality is, as an organization, if you think about what are the benefits and features and end results that customers want, then you put all of your focus into working on lower prices, more selection, full availability, faster delivery, all the kinds of features that customers ultimately want when they go and they purchase from anybody in this case. That's one aspect. So focus on the customer. The second characteristic that Bezos has repeatedly stated is, your margin is my opportunity. So the concept of, there are industries out there that are not very efficient, or at least not very efficient by Jeff's perspective. So if Jeff sees an opportunity in some new industry where the operations need to be improved significantly, there's opportunity to drive margin down and pass those on to as lower cost to customers, Jeff is interested in that. He wants to see, can Amazon put a footprint, put a step into that existing industry and make a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar business out of that. So if you focus on lower cost, lower prices for customers, and you focus on tackling industry after industry where there's a lot of opportunity to make money and drive costs down, those are two of the fundamental aspects of what drives Amazon today.
And so this could be an unfair question because you wouldn't be involved in these strategically, but let's say when you look at the acquisitions, when you're saying of lowering costs of Washington Post, of Whole Foods, are those more to lower cost and to find those discrepancies in margin, or are those more for synergy? What's your take?
I'd rather not comment on the Washington Post acquisition because that really was Jeff Bezos' investment rather than Amazon investment. And while there may have been some benefit that Amazon will ultimately get from that, it's really Jeff's little baby, just like he's got a space show, space operation. So when we talk about Whole Foods, this is a fantastic example of Amazon essentially being a data company. They happen to sell stuff, but they are at the underlying fundamental aspect of the business is they are a data collection company. They collect data on customer search, on customer purchase, customer preferences, and they use all of that information to figure out what to deliver on a plate to customers. A customer is searching for these brands. Well, let's go get those brands and make them available. They're searching for a bunch of brands, and then they don't buy the products. Okay, we need to find a way to drive costs down. Maybe that will improve customer conversion. Maybe there are situations where customers are looking at a lot of products that are reasonably priced but still not buying them. Excellent. Amazon will go and build private label versions for themselves where they'll be able to sell them at 20 to 30% below what the national brand sells them. All of this is driven by Amazon's insatiable appetite for collecting and analyzing customer data. When I first started at Amazon 10 years ago, on my first day, I was shown where my laptop was, and the only thing they showed me was, here's the button you need to click to get into the data warehouse. Here is the largest customer data warehouse in the world, where you can self-service any kind of data you want to learn about what customers are looking for, what they've bought in conjunction with something else, at what price points they bought, how an individual consumer over time may have bought different brands at different price points. It's all there. You basically have to come up with a hypothesis, collect the data, and test the hypothesis using the data. So as a data junkie, which I like to think of myself, going to work at a place like Amazon where you have more access to more data that will help you identify gaps, identify needles in the haystack, it was a remarkable opportunity to be able to test hypotheses every day and find ways to be able to look for opportunities to keep growing the business and do it very efficiently because you understand the data better than anybody else.
So the key is it's a test and learn company with enormous agility.
Enormous agility. Keep in mind that the growth goals that anybody in charge of a P&L today at Amazon has, those growth goals are so significant relative to most companies. We're talking 30 to 50% year-over-year growth. When I was running one of the businesses, we were already at $1 billion, expected to grow 50% year-over-year. You can't grow 50% year-over-year on such a large base unless you have a very clear understanding of what the key levers are that impact your business, and you're collecting the right data to be able to go and look at the data, find the opportunities to fiddle with those different levers in order to capitalize quickly to be able to achieve that 30, 40, 50% year-over-year growth. So, interestingly enough, Amazon is a company where I failed more than I failed at any other company I've ever worked at.
And failing was okay.
Failing was okay if it was done in a controlled manner using data to back up the hypotheses that you were looking to test. No one's looking at people coming into Amazon and saying, well, I didn't do my job, so I failed. No, no, no. What we're talking about is, did you develop a number of hypotheses that were focused on the key levers? Did you go and collect the data? Did you analyze it? Did you try out new things with customers, new brands, new products, new ways to merchandise?
So you really had free rein at Amazon to test out anything,
yes,
as long as it goes within the parameters of test and learn.
Yes. Now, interestingly enough, Amazon is also the most frugal organization I've ever worked for. So you're expected to grow with no budget. You're expected to find ways to generate those efficiencies yourself. And what better way to find efficiencies than to look at the data and figure out, oh, we have waste here. Let's eliminate that waste. Or we're not moving the business in the most efficient way over here. Let's figure out how to change the course of the ship a little bit.
So the key words in the culture of Amazon are what?
Focus on customer, focus on data, hypothesis testing, learn, learn, learn.
And that's the type of person. Is it any type? Is it a book smart person? Is it social person? Is it a digital person? Any person that's exactly.
Whether you're a warehouse employee, whether you're an office worker, whether you're an executive, you are all being evaluated on the same underlying leadership principles that Amazon actually does live by.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one leadership principle is customer focus. So in many organizations, there will be a leadership set of leadership principles. Mm-hmm. And what often happens is it becomes a piece of paper on a wall, and we look at it periodically. At Amazon, the leadership principles become the mechanism to break any tie. Meaning, if you and I are having a discussion and it turns into a disagreement, then we say, well, who is more customer-focused here? If you're proposing one option that's not very customer-focused, and I'm challenging you on the likelihood that your program is going to work, if it's not customer-focused, then we can break the tie and we move on.
So let's look at CEOs. What are the challenges that this is facing for CEOs?
Can we talk specifically about CEOs who sell products on
mm-hmm.
Amazon? So if you're a CEO of a consumer brand today, there are two important questions to ask yourself. Number one, will my product be sold on Amazon? And number two, when you answer the first question, which is whether you like it or not, your product will be on Amazon. The second question is, what do we do about it? And it turns out that because Amazon is an open marketplace, meaning anybody with the product can sell the product, given that it's an open marketplace and given that almost no brand in the world has 100% control of its distribution worldwide.
So you're saying the CEOs cannot control their brand. It's going to be sold on Amazon.
They can't control whether or not the product will show up on Amazon, but they absolutely can control what then happens to their product.
Okay, you have 1 minute till break. Go ahead. Well, tell more. What else are the problems that CEOs could face? One more big problem.
If you can't control how your brand is represented on Amazon because somebody has put it there, then all the investments you've made in brand equity, in the marketing, in your efforts to create consistent brand promises, all of that can go down the tubes. And so as a CEO, I would be very worried about, are we in a situation where one channel can destroy a lot of the investment we've made over the years to build up and create what this brand equity is meant to represent?
And we've just heard about the challenges that CEOs can face on working with Amazon. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about specific solutions. And while you're at break, you may want to get this book, The Amazon Marketplace Dilemma.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with James Thompson, the former head of Amazon Services and actually the author of The Amazon Marketplace Dilemma. You've already said that for CEOs, their brands are going to come on Amazon whether they like it or not,
yes.
And there are challenges and opportunities. What are solutions that you could talk through?
For a brand executive, for a CEO, a chief marketing officer, to be in a position where they control their destiny on the Amazon channel, that there are three primary areas they need to focus. Number one, you need to focus on ensuring that your brand, that is to say, the text, the images that are used to describe your brand, that you are controlling that. Do you want to be in a situation where a gray market seller or an unauthorized seller or an unknown seller is the one that's creating your product listings and putting them up on Amazon? It may seem like a very small thing, but the reality,
it's enormous.
It's enormous, and it's driven.
It's the whole credibility of your brand.
It is your credibility of your brand, and what makes things worse is that because of the amount of traffic that Amazon gets, Google often indexes content from Amazon higher than what the brand's own website might get indexed on Google. So you could be in a situation where you've made all of these investments to build your brand, and somebody that you don't even know decides to list your product on Amazon.
And they're allowed to do that.
Oh, yes, because it's an open marketplace. Anybody can list product. If that company does a really poor job of representing your brand, it's not correct, it's not accurate, it's some terrible cell phone photo that's used to show your product, all of that could get indexed higher on Google than what you might do with your own marketing team on your own website. And so even if you don't like the fact that your brand's on Amazon, make sure that the set of brand promises that you've invested so heavily on, that that's in fact consistent on Amazon with all of your efforts in all the other channels that you are more able to control today. Make sure that you're loading your content into Amazon. Make sure that you've got somebody on point who's responsible for creating high-quality listings. We can then worry about who's going to actually sell the product, but that's the next problem. So assume you have now high-quality content. You've got that content locked down so people can't come along and mess it up. Now we shift to the second issue, which is how do you control who is actually going to sell your product? For many brands, they wake up one day. I've had this call many times with prospective clients who will say, I just noticed that our product is being sold on Amazon, and there's 50 companies selling the product, and I don't know who any of them are. Can you help me get rid of all these sellers? It's an interesting question to be asked, in part because the reality is there's all this demand for your product on Amazon. So if you do get rid of all those other companies, who's going to make up the supply to offset this demand that's clearly there on the channel? And
exactly.
That's where our book goes into a lot of discussion around the different distribution models that a brand can think about and what it takes for them to go from where they are today, which may be uncontrolled chaos, to a system where they do have control over who's selling the products. For many brands, they get the call from Amazon, the Amazon retail business, which is like a traditional brick-and-mortar channel. Amazon retail will call and say, we would like to buy your product. We'll submit a big purchase order. You know, well, here's $1 million. Give us a bunch of product. And we'll start selling it. And for a lot of brands that are traditional B2B sellers, that makes a lot of sense. They understand that model, and they say, okay, that's great. And there are trade-offs with every distribution model. But the model of letting Amazon retail be the one that represents your brand can be very damaging to the brand long term, in part because Amazon gives itself the right to lower prices and match any price they see anywhere out there on the web.
So you've no control.
So essentially you end up with no control over your pricing on Amazon. And if you're like most of the CEOs that I've spoken with, they get angry phone calls from their brick and mortar partners saying, why are products always cheaper on Amazon? And very often the executives don't know how to control who's selling on Amazon. And if Amazon retail is the company that's selling the product, how do you go to Amazon and say, you have to respect MAP, you have to respect MSRP? Amazon will tell you to take a hike. They'll say, we have the right to sell the product at whatever price we want.
How does Amazon make money then?
Amazon is in the long-term margin game. They're not interested in how much money they make on every transaction today. For example, we recently saw Amazon buying Whole Foods. Lots of reasons for buying Whole Foods, but one of them is Amazon knows that as much as they sell grocery online, there will always be prime customers who buy products offline, who want to go into a grocery store and buy products. So by Amazon now owning one of the primary outlets for prime customers where they buy groceries today, Amazon not only is able to be relevant in that offline grocery decision, but they're now able to collect offline grocery data, combine it with their online data, and now they have a very clear sense of what are all the grocery decisions that a consumer, a prime customer, might make. So very, very powerful.
So I want to interrupt you and ask you specifically, you have a consulting firm, mm-hmm. and now specifically what you do is you help companies control their own destiny on
yes.
Amazon.
Yes.
What is the name of the company?
Yes.
What is the website?
Yes. My business partner and I run a company called BuyBox Experts, buyboxexperts.com. It's a company with about 25 employees. Half of us are ex-Amazon. We work with brands to help them develop an Amazon strategy and then to implement that strategy, whether that means developing an exclusive relationship with a particular reseller, whether that means helping the brand become a B2C seller on Amazon, whether it means helping them figure out where are all these other unauthorized sellers getting inventory from, and what do the brands need to do in order to control who, in fact, will be selling their products going forward. The Amazon channel is not like every other channel, in part because it's an open marketplace where there's competition within the channel. You don't go to a Walmart store and find 10 companies selling your product on the Walmart shelf. On Amazon, you may find 10 companies selling your product on the same shelf, and they're all beating each other up on price to try to get that sale. And so you've got to figure out how to have that Amazon strategy in place, well-developed, consistently maintained, and it's got to be done in a way where you've got your offline sales team and your online sales team aligned with making sure that Amazon doesn't become a long-term problem for the brand.
And your website is?
BuyBoxExperts.com. B-U-Y-B-O-X Experts.com. BuyBox Experts.
We have 1 minute left. Your final advice of the first step for a CEO to take if they want to control their destiny and their brand on Amazon.
The most important two steps for a brand are, number one, make sure you have a U.S. registered trademark, and make sure you get yourself a good trademark lawyer so that you can start to ask the question, who's selling my brand and who do I want to have selling my brand going forward?
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute here with Jim McCann, CEO and founder of 1-800-Flowers. You're known for great customer service. Give me an example.
We have stories about the extraordinary delivery situations where a fellow in an airport, he decided his girlfriend gave him an ultimatum and said, if you don't propose to me by the time I leave for Paris with my family on vacation, don't call me again. Well, at the last minute, he decided this was a good thing and he shouldn't miss out on it. And he asked if we could engineer delivery to Kennedy Airport on Long Island to get these flowers with a proposal to his girlfriend to say that, in fact, he did want to marry her. So we had a delivery guy make a special arrangements with the Port Authority police to get right to the gate with the bouquet, and he knelt down and he read the card message to her while her mom and dad and her sister stood there, and he read the proposal to her, and he had a cell phone in his hand saying, if the answer is yes, I'm instructed to call Richard and put you on the phone with him. So we have photographs of that situation. It was covered by the local TV station because they got wind of what was going on, and it was a great story.
Thanks, Jim. Robert Reese on the CEO Show Minute.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Linda Gallopo. How are you, Linda?
I'm great, Robert. Thank you.
And Linda is the CEO of Randstad North America. It's the second largest staffing business, and you have about 6,500 employees,
$6 billion in revenues, several properties. Talk about what the business really is.
So we are a HR services business. So we work with companies in different areas. One is to provide them with a very capable contingent workforce, which is, you know, as you probably know, about 2% of the U.S. working population is a contingent worker supplied to a company like ours. We also find people permanent jobs and find companies permanent employees. It's a very large business for us. And the third space is in our integrated talent management space. So we work with companies, large companies primarily, who need companies like ours to oversee all of their talent categories that are non-traditional. So you can imagine, you know, any large company today often has about 30% of their workforce that is either a temporary worker or a freelancer, you know, or an independent contractor, or also a permanent workforce that needs to be brought in. And we provide a very powerful service that helps them put all those pieces together and make the right decisions about how to get work done. So kind of connecting the work that needs to get done, the output that these companies are looking for, with the right talent models that they need in order to achieve those ends.
As you look at talent today, what are the biggest challenges that you see CEOs are facing?
Yeah. You know, these are interesting times for talent. So first of all, there's definitely a talent shortage in many categories. That's very clear whenever you talk to a CEO and you ask them what's impeding your growth, what are your biggest challenges. They will tell you that in many categories of their company, some of them highly technical and some of them, you know, surprisingly non-technical, they're struggling to find people, they're struggling to retain people. That's the first thing. Diversity is a huge issue. You know, we've heard a lot in the media from different companies who are saying we're trying to do a better job on diversity, but we're not sure that we've got the right strategy, and we're not sure that we're moving the needle. We've committed to moving the needle. It's harder than we thought. I think that's the second. And the third is just kind of the changing face of the workforce. I mean, there are a lot of new and very interesting jobs being created, and there are jobs that are going away, and to what degree can we take the great workforce that we have and retool them and teach them so they can become part of, you know, the future of the company in these new roles? And where do we need to go recruit different profiles? So I think those three things together have created, you know, quite an interesting but quite a challenging landscape for CEOs.
And Linda, when we look at today's environment, digital is a word that impacts everyone. So the question is, in running Randstad, one of the second largest staffing organization that's deeply involved with this, and I know you're deeply involved with technology as well,
yeah.
What do you see the real challenges that are being created in the digital world, and what are the solutions?
Yeah. You know, I think that our digital journey began many years ago, but I think in 2014 we made a very good decision. So at that point, we were in the business services category, so the first conversation is, well, you know, your industry is an intermediary, is a classic intermediary. How do you think about that? How do you worry about getting disintermediated? You know, we all know the stories, we all know the business cases. How do you attack that? And I think that we began to scan the categories, looking at the different, you know, digital competitors and digitization of traditional competitors, and we said, what's the right way to think about this? So we created what's called the Randstad Innovation Fund. So basically, it's a corporate investment fund staffed by, you know, a couple of brilliant managing directors, and they have basically built a fund that invests in early-stage HR technology companies. So they are in constant contact, scanning the market, talking to the companies that are really on the cutting edge, building new use cases, exploring new technologies, and we are looking, you know, for partnerships, and we're looking to make investments in these companies so that we can help them build their model and find scale. Very often, what these companies need is they need access to customers. Right? They need access to use cases. They need access to pilots. And they need access to, in many cases, liquidity. Right? They need access to candidates and to employers so that they can build their HR technology, experiment with different possible applications of that technology. So we started this in 2014. We've now made 13 investments.
Hmm.
And it has been...
About what size?
Yeah, our investments tend to be, you know... A couple million is probably the biggest investment. So we take different stakes, and in some cases we invest in slightly more developed companies. A good example of that would be HackerRank, and in some cases we invest in very early stage companies. A great investment there is Wade & Wendy, which is our latest AI investment, and it has been insightful in so many ways, you know, certainly on the technology front. So I think we now understand what's possible, where is the world going, how should we be thinking about the digitization of our business, you know, both inside out and outside in. So there's things you do to digitize your current model to make it more customer-centric, to make, you know, to provide your, in our case, our talent with a better experience. It's critical. But also outside in, you know, what are the opportunities to have new kind of digital-first platforms that solve the same problems or respond to the same needs, but do it in a digital-first way as opposed to a, you know, a bricks-and-mortar-first way.
So what I'm interested in that because you're talking about AI. And what I'm trying to imagine is what role AI will play in staffing.
Yeah.
From both sides, probably from the employer and
right.
the participant.
Absolutely. You know what, any company that considers themselves a disruptor or a digital first company that is solving a problem, they always begin when they're telling you their story by telling you, describing to you a friction point they've identified in the market. And there are very clear and identifiable friction points in the recruiting market. On one side, you have the candidate. You know, very few people would ever point to their job search and say, that was a great time. Highlight of my life. Felt so powerful. It was fantastic. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's a difficult time. You feel like the balance of power. You feel more powerful in a restaurant than you feel looking for a job. You know, so on one hand, you're listening to the news and they're saying war on talent. You're in such high demand. And on the other side, you don't feel that way. You feel like you're sending your information off.
Total disconnect.
Total disconnect. And, you know, there's a lack of transparency, there's a lack of immediacy, and you don't know, where's that outcome? You know, what am I getting? From the client side, from the employer side, you have the reverse there, bombarded with candidates. It's difficult to know, where's my needle in that big haystack? And how do I find the right needle first?
So how does AI fit into that?
Yeah.
There's that definite problem, and I think everyone sees it.
Absolutely.
And witnesses it.
Absolutely. Well, if you think about AI, what AI does is it can provide you with an immediate, responsive, transparent talent experience. So, again, I'm a candidate, and I've said, oh, there's a job that I'm interested in. You know, let me put my hat in the ring. Well, imagine if immediately you're then, first of all, thank you, I got your resume, and can I ask you a few more questions? You know, let me help you, you know, enrich your profile, enrich your candidature for this job. Can I ask you a few questions? So you go through some initial questions.
So there's dialogue. So there's nothing's falling through the cracks.
Nothing's falling through the cracks.
But this is all automated.
It's all automated. And you know what? People like that. You know,
especially the millennials.
They
want the experience.
They want the experience. I mean, it's important that they know they're talking to a chatbot. But the people like a transparent and immediate and objective interaction. People love that. And they also like to know that they're being considered, they're being reviewed.
And heard.
I mean, that is so important. From the employer's perspective, if you combine something like chatbot technology, which is AI, but also some technology that helps you decide, is this person the right fit? You know, from these candidates that I got, from their chatbot interactions, and from some, you know, some character assessments.
But I want to interrupt you. Can it help them? CEOs want culture.
Yes.
Could it help people fit into culture?
Absolutely. Absolutely. How? And so I'll give you another technology example of exactly that. So one of our investments is this fabulous company called Pymetrics. So what Pymetrics does is it matches people on many levels because, you know, there's job fit, there's company fit, which is a lot to do with culture fit, right? And then there's boss fit, which is, you know, often an important assessment depending on what team you're going to work with or team fit. And what Pymetrics does is it's a gaming tool. So you do 5 or 6 games that are, in fact, assessments, and they basically help you match yourself to different categories of employment but also to different employers because they benchmarked employers in the same way. So they do some big data analysis comparing you to the profiles, the success profiles at different companies, and they say, you know what, employer, this is a great person for you, and you know what, candidate, you might not have considered this employer, but in fact, you look a lot like the people that are very successful there.
So everyone listening in, the future of staffing is actually AI. We are about to take a commercial break, and you are giving me a look there where you're saying it's not the future of staffing. Is that correct?
That's not the whole future.
But it's part of the future, and we are with Linda Gallopo, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy, the future of staffing, and then a really important issue on women in business and how women can succeed.
Perfect.
Back in a few.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Linda Gallopo. And Linda, you were talking before, Greg, we talked about AI and the role it's playing in staffing. And I said, that's the future of staffing. And you said, you gave me a face, so not really. What is the balance between the future of human, machine, and how staffing at its best works for both parts?
Absolutely. I think, again, if I was a candidate speaking, the candidate would say the recruiting process has gotten over-automated. And what I want is I want the right balance of technology and humanity. So I want technology to play where technology is most effective, and I think we had some good discussions about what that looked like. But then I want to talk to a human. I want to talk to a human that's going to, you know, help me make choices, that's going to help me, you know, negotiate those choices. I want an advocate. I want a coach. And the, you know, when we you know, we help people get jobs and we help companies hire people, putting the right employer in front of the right employee, it's probably 25% of the battle. 75% of the battle is getting them up the aisle, right? And there's a lot involved with that, a lot in helping them make the right decisions, weighing different factors. Algorithms will help you narrow it down, but algorithms will not help you make the choice. And I think that, so we talk about tech and touch. And, you know, I think the key to the future of staffing is getting that balance right.
Let's talk about your leadership philosophy. Give, if you could encapsulate it, you're in a unique position because Randstad is one of the largest staffing companies. You place over 100,000 people every week, which is an awful lot. And you've an organization of 6,500 people, $6 billion revenue, including Monster.com. There's a lot of organization that you have.
Yeah.
How would you codify the core of your leadership philosophy?
Yeah, you know, that's always so hard to come up with, a single phrase that I think encapsulates it. I think that my leadership philosophy has a lot to do with toggling. So toggling in terms of strategic perspectives. So going high to low, I think that's very important, and toggling across time frames. I think we can think too short term and too tactically, but we can also think too long-term and too strategically. And I think agility and toggling through perspectives, I think, has been a key success factor for me, and I think it's an important factor for all companies right now.
So toggling is a fascinating concept. Let's talk about women in business.
Yes.
What is the challenge we face? And after we talk about women, then we're going to talk about a really important issue that we have called higher hope.
Yes.
So, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, a lot has been said about women in senior leadership roles, and certainly that's something I'm very passionate about. I would say that a subject that's just starting to be touched upon is what role do women play in the future of work, and if we today project the role of women in the future of work, what does that mean? Women, we've all heard, are underrepresented in the STEM fields. But I think we should do some more math in terms of what that means. If we look at the jobs that are being created, the high-paying jobs, because we're really seeing the polarization of the workforce. So a lot of the jobs that are going to be destroyed, if you will, or you know, no longer necessary in the coming 10 years through robotization and other things, are some of the mid-level jobs, mid-level administrative jobs, where women are very prevalent. A lot of the high-paying jobs that are going to be created in the STEM field are ones that women are drastically underrepresented. And, you know, a lot of the lower-paying service jobs, well, you know, women are well-represented there, but, you know, that's certainly not, that's not, you know, that should not be the full picture. So, you know, women run the risk of being marginalized in this future workplace, and they have fought so hard, we have fought so hard, to be where we are today. And I think understanding how critical it is that we get the representation of women up in the scientific fields, in the mathematical fields, and certainly in the IT fields, where they are equally capable. Girls test in elementary school, test as being equally capable. Something goes wrong somewhere around the road, and then we have a lot of IT companies and, you know, digital companies saying, we're going to increase our diversity, and it's not just women. There are other groups that need, that are underrepresented, and they're struggling because it's not a little issue, and it's not an issue that we can decide talk about today and fix tomorrow. We have got a whole pipeline to fill in with girls that are right now 10 and 12 and 14 years of age. We've got to make sure that that pipeline is being filled very consciously, or we're going to have quite a problem 10 years from now, and at worst a problem, and perhaps it's just a missed glorious opportunity.
So that's the most important thing, is right now focusing on the pipeline. If there's
Absolutely.
One thing CEOs should focus on,
it's the pipeline. Absolutely.
Let's talk about Higher Hope. This is something that hits me viscerally as well. Wait till you hear this. Hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening in, and this is something you really should listen to. First, though, what is your website if someone wants to go there?
Randstad.com.
Please spell it out.
Sorry, RANDSTAD.com.
Thank you. Now talk.
Higher Hope. So this was a cause that began through a partnership with a customer who introduced us to a fabulous organization called Wellspring Living in Atlanta. And basically, Wellspring Living is a organization that rescues women who are in at-risk positions, many of them involved in human trafficking. So they have been rescued very often. You know, they're contacted perhaps by the police who have, you know, come across somebody who is in need of assistance. And Wellspring brings women in, helps them, you know, restore themselves personally, often go and get their high school diploma. But the next step, the critical next step, which is going out and getting a living wage job, because that's what's going to protect you from falling back into that other, you know, into other ways, that was the missing link. So very often these girls did not have the resumes that they needed just to get started. They didn't have the skills, they didn't have the confidence, they didn't have the resumes, and sometimes they had, you know, things in their past that, you know, dogged them when they went to look for a job. So through Higher Hope, we work with women who have been victims of human trafficking or other at-risk situations. We provide them with a paid apprenticeship through Randstad and some of our great client partners. And then we help them make the transition to a living wage job in a professional environment. And that's true restoration. That is taking somebody and making sure they stand up and remain standing. And it's something we're very proud of.
So you are giving them the skills, you're showing them what the job market's like, you're getting them paid, you're really getting people back on path. So it's not just the trafficking, you need the solution, you're really providing this.
Absolutely, and a sustainable solution.
And are you reaching out to your clients
who
are there? How is that working?
Absolutely. You know, I think we built the program first internally to make sure that it was going to be a successful program, that we were setting these women up for success. The last thing they need is another, you know, pothole.
Mm-hmm.
So we built a great program internally through one of our recruiting businesses, teaching them how to do entry-level recruiter skills. And then once we got the program right and understood how to do it well, we've gone to a number of our large customers, and they have also started their own apprenticeship programs. And it's just fantastic. It is the most rewarding thing we do. There's no question.
Well, on that exciting note, Linda, I would like to thank you for being a guest on the CEO Forum.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
And everyone listening in, remember, on leadership, the one word is toggle. If you can toggle, you can succeed. See you next week.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.